Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
A Donegal couple who last month became the first people to initiate fresh legal proceedings over the Mica scandal are urging other affected homeowners to seek damages in the courts as the government delays on a redress scheme. William and Gráinne Doherty are taking action against the block manufacturers, the state and Donegal County Council, with a wave of similar cases also expected as part of a wider class action. They've been speaking to our reporter Barry Lenehan, and Barry joins us now. The Dohertys are putting themselves at the centre, Barry, of what could potentially be a huge legal case. How did it all get to this point?
Yeah, William and Gráinne Doherty going the legal route, saying they have no confidence in the state's redress scheme to deliver either compensation or accountability. The primary school teachers live in Mallon with their six children. They self-built what they thought would be their dream home in 2008 after getting a sight off William's father and taking out a mortgage for €250,000. But 8 years later, as kids played in a bouncy castle at their daughter Evine's birthday party, Mica entered their lives.
A local neighbour, he was coming to pick up his child, approached me and we were chatting. He said, "William, sorry to tell you, you seem to be afflicted with the same issue as I have myself." We took a walk around the building. He particularly focused in on the garage at the gable end where the windward side of the buildings. Cracks were very extensive. You could put your thumb into the cracks at the top. And I suppose to an extent, you know, you have your head buried in the sand, you don't really want to know. But when that particular fella said it, I didn't really know at that point. I went inside to the house after the party was over with Gráinne, and I stood at the fireplace looking at down at Gráinne on the couch, and you know, in my head I went through, there was a certain anxiety and fear that washed over me, recognizing that, you know, I have to step up here, be a husband, be a man, take control of the situation and say out exactly where we were at in terms of our forever home. You know, there's a fear and anxiety in terms of telling your wife and giving her that bad news. It's nearly like a death. The pressure that I was under then, you know, you don't realise maybe looking over it. I did feel it. Telling Gráinne was a very difficult thing for me to do that night. You know, in telling Gráinne, I could just see her crumbling before my very eyes. And that's when our world started to fall apart. You know, we're good. And we still are good.
We sure are.
But, you know, our world, in the sense that our castle, our children's home, where we were going to grow old together, that world was starting to crumble.
It was a massive, massive blow. I didn't really know the potential impact of it all. There was a fear, as you say, just washed over you. I suppose the safe place that you think, the safe and secure place that you expect to be living in, just didn't seem safe anymore.
The couple remortgaged their home to get the €50,000 needed to replace the outer leaf of the property. This is a big operation which government officials hope will be the remediation option for the majority of houses affected by defective blocks when the enhanced redress scheme ultimately opens, rather than more costly demolition works. Now, Gráinne had been job sharing prior to the works to help with her son's speech issues. She had to return to work full time as the family found the works difficult, both financially and emotionally.
I took myself out of the house with two young children at the time. On walks, I took myself to Derry, I took myself anywhere but my house. And that was from, you're talking, 8 o'clock in the morning. Really, really unhappy and anxious, wondering what part of the house am I going to see coming down today. I have a really clear memory of standing at the sink, filling the kettle, and the bricks literally, physically, tumbling down in front of the window. The noise of the Kango, everything. Cried probably every day of it.
And I can recall myself and Gráinne putting up blue cling film on the windows. Then we actually got out and started constructing the scaffolding. And together, myself and yourself, lifting boards up and putting in extra boards. And one particular day I came home, you were there in the kitchen. You were in floods of tears, Gráinne. It was a very intense day for me too. That side of the house where we live in, you know, that kitchen area coming down around our ears. The children, particularly Fergal, who was a young lad at that stage, had speech delay and we had our concerns about that. The intensity of that day, the issues that he was having, the scaffolding that looked like it was like a jailhouse as you looked out through blue cling film, while Kangos were going on, blocks were falling. It was like our world was falling down around our ears. That image will stick with me forever.
It was a different time as well, perhaps a certain stigma, people talking, what is going on at the Doherty's house?
You really, just ourselves, you really did feel that stigma attached to your house. Oh dear, look at what people are looking at. Cars were slowing down, stopping outside the walls, people pointing, meeting people in the shops. There were days that I just thought to myself, right, I want to put a lid on this and I don't want anybody to bring this topic up with me, because just some days it was just too much. Yeah, it was very stressful, Barry.
Yeah, that's growing. Yeah. And William Doherty there. And they're initiating fresh legal proceedings in the High Court. But this isn't their first attempt to try and seek compensation in the courts, is it, Barry? What happened before?
According to invoices and receipts I've seen, the Dohertys sourced their original blocks from local suppliers Cassidy's, one of several firms we now know at the centre of this controversy. William says Cassidy's supplied fresh blocks free of charge when he complained of the cracks at his home, but didn't provide invoices or receipts for this. Now, Cassidy's declined to comment on the legal action when contacted today, but have always told me over the past 12 months that they've adhered to all relevant national standards in relation to the manufacturing of concrete products. Now, while works were ongoing at their home, the Dohertys removed blocks and sent them for petrographic testing in Belfast. The blocks returned with 40 to 45% mica. So, in February 2018, William and then mother of four, Gráinne, considered their options legally.
Despite the emotional turmoil, there was definitely like a burning desire inside me to actually to seek justice and to ask, you know, what has gone on? What is going on? Why has this happened to us?
So we undertook, Barry, to attempt to get some sort of support through the legal route ourselves. We approached a solicitor, engaged a barrister. They came to Letterkenny, to a hotel in Letterkenny, and we had a look at our case. And
you had petrographic test results, you had invoices, you had pictures, you had receipts, you had a pretty strong case file.
Basically what they said was that it would cost you in excess of, you know, 160 to 300,000. And at that point we decided this just isn't a route we can actually afford to go down. If we were to lose, it would be too, you know, expensive and costly on us.
You were told that the likelihood was that you would win, but there'd be, of course, in a court of law, no guarantees that you would.
At that point, we had spent so much money in terms of the outlay on our house, putting things right, in terms of me trying to make sure that my wife fell back in love again with our home. Ultimately, when we got that far, we'd already sunk so much money into the house that it just wasn't there.
I suppose I would sometimes describe it as a pressure cooker at its highest. About 2 months just before that, we had found out that we were expecting our fifth child at the time, and we thought, gosh, this little baby has come for a reason. However, just on the Sunday then after Mass, going into your mum and dad's actually it was, I suffered a loss. So we lost that little baby on the Sunday, on that particular week as well. Yeah, so it's a very poignant date in my head and time. I suppose it just, I don't know, I find it hard, I suppose, to put words on it. We've never spoken about this really outside of our house. We didn't tell anybody, we wanted to keep it. We just didn't, I suppose, want to go through that same stress again.
We're very private people. We, I suppose, Barry, at a point, had to take a breather, had to take a step back. And I think, like Irish people, we go again. Lots of people go through horror stories. And our horror story is this. It's Micah.
Two other children arrived thereafter as well in the following years.
Gifts again, yes. And they're two very happy wee boys as well. We live for our children, we live for our family. Family's everything.
Bring us up to date then, Barry. How have the Dohertys finally arrived at this legal case now?
They're ineligible for the government's new compensation scheme as they've already carried out repairs on their home, and even if they were, they fear they'd be inadequately compensated. The couple also fear their home isn't safe despite forking out for those repairs, with engineers raising questions over the efficacy of outer leaf replacement works. Gráinne Doherty started writing letters to her local TDs in 2017 to little response. She tried again to highlight her story as outlined this evening around this time last year when you had those large-scale protests, contacting TDs, ministers, Taoiseach, Thánaiste, but again to little response.
What happened then?
Last month they filed lawsuits against Cassidy's and the two bodies responsible for overseeing building standards, Donegal County Council and the state's National Standards Authority. Their action is one of around 10 Pathfinder actions expected before the High Court, taken by the Dublin firm Coleman Legal. They are being funded by a not-for-profit group funded by Buncrana businessmen Adrian Sheridan and Sean integrity and it's expected they could lead to a wider class action involving hundreds of families across Ireland who are told they won't face any costs should their case fail and are still eligible for the state scheme then, and the Dohertys are urging more families to take the legal route, with some soon ineligible due to the statute of limitations.
We really do need to look at, you know, making sure that the Innerleaf, which is supporting very, very heavy concrete and steel, that, you know, that some night that end doesn't end up on top of us, that we'll ultimately have a death in our hands. And it's really disappointing that we've got politicians out there that are shying away, and essentially they're guiding us towards the legal route.
You're the lead plaintiffs in this case now, against the council, against the standards authority, and against the manufacturer of the blocks. You've taken that on.
We've said it, you know, quite a number of times about seeking justice. I mean, ultimately, justice is our key issue in all of this. We want our home to be put back solidly, where we're confident that it's going to last for years to come. Going down this legal route, I'm looking, and we're looking, Gráinne, to get that extra money that the scheme doesn't provide to allow us to actually build our home back like for like, that our home is as beautiful as we ever had.
What of the redress scheme that's there? I know the campaigners have worked very hard to get it to the point where it's at. It might still be some way off.
We have no confidence in the government's current redress scheme. It's wrapped up in like 100% guise redress. I suppose I feel that the government aren't listening to us. They're not listening to the people of Donegal and other counties, obviously. And I suppose the only way that we would feel that they would understand, that the government would understand, would be the language on the court, on the steps of the court.
Clearly, the government, no matter who comes to them with the issue, they clearly aren't listening. And so the only possible recourse for us and the only possible avenue for us is to take this to court. And we're not a people to go down this route, but unfortunately the issue is so great, because it's the only way we're ever going to get the full 100% that we deserve.
Why do this interview today?
Many, many people are suffering. A statistic there in my own class where 19 of 21 have been impacted directly by mica in their homes.
I'm not too fond of the limelight, but we're still living, I suppose, essentially, we are still living in a house that has defective blocks. There's no escaping it. By going the legal route, it's just about getting justice. It's to find out what has happened, why it has happened, to ensure that this will never happen again. We would hope by doing this interview, Barry, that we would give confidence to the people of Donegal to go this route and to secure also all of our children's futures.
Since William and Gráinne Doherty, so what are those at the centre of this case saying this evening now, Barry?
The National Standards Authority says it doesn't comment on legal proceedings. Donegal County Council declined to comment. The Department of Housing still working towards bringing a redress scheme before the Dáil next month.
OK, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much indeed.